Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner, one of WLRH's longest-running shows and greatest traditions. We feature poetry and prose submitted by talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the program's producers. This feature of Huntsville Public Radio is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, whose mission is to keep the fine art of storytelling alive and well among the school kids of North Alabama. Today, we feature new contributor Beth Ann Hill, who enjoys the bounty of summer gardens and the memories that follow.
Cucumbers on the Carport. Summer is my favorite time of the year. Time slows down. I sip my coffee at leisure, have more writing time than the other 10 months of the year, and take weekly trips to the farmer's market. Whatever I find at the farmer's market determines our dinner menu. Yellow squash and sweet onions sautéed in butter. Boiled new potatoes and green beans bathed in butter. Corn, fried, creamed, or just eaten off the cob. The fine delicacy of lady peas. Fried okra and green tomatoes. Fresh sliced tomatoes. Cucumbers sprinkled with salt. And maybe a little bit of black pepper. Summer brings in a plentiful harvest. Over Mother's Day dinner, my mother-in-law surprised me with a light-hearted recollection. "Remember that time your grandma stole cucumbers?" she asked. I kind of squinted and shook my head, to which my husband jogged my memory. My grandma passed away in 2017, and over the years, I'd completely forgotten that story, forgotten telling it to my mother-in-law. My grandma loved cucumbers. When I was a little girl, we'd wait for that first cucumber out of the garden, pull it off the vine, take it into her sunshine yellow kitchen, peel it and cut it into wedges, and eat it with just salt sprinkled on top. A wrought iron glider sat on the far side of my grandparents' carport. By the time my sister and I came along, we didn't park cars under the carport. That space was for the grill, some of our outside toys, and wrought iron patio furniture. The kind that leaves red crisscross diamond shapes on the backs of your legs. I don't remember how old I was, but I have vivid memories of cucumbers not even making it into the kitchen. Grandma took a plate, paring knife, and salt shaker out to the carport. We'd sit on that wrought iron glider, swaying back and forth as she peeled and cut cucumbers for us to eat with salt. Every time I have a cucumber, I can taste it now. That simple, precious childhood memory rises to the surface, and I smile. Albeit my eyes burn just a little, I miss her so very much. The incident my mother-in-law recalled with a chuckle happened many years later, not too long before my grandma passed away. Because of her medicine, grandma's water intake had to be regulated. She wasn't supposed to have too many cucumbers, but she wanted them so bad. My sister had just harvested several from her garden. We ate them with a summer vegetable supper. Then grandma pilfered the rest, took them right off the kitchen counter and stuffed them into her purse. She still loved cucumbers. I still love them, just as much as I did when we ate them on the carport with nothing but salt.
Huntsville's Beth Ann Hill has been teaching for almost 20 years, serving as a literary specialist for 4th through 8th graders. She loves writing and history and is a contributor to the Feisty Deeds Historical Fiction Anthology. You can hear Beth Ann's story again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and we'll bring you a new edition of Sundial each and every Monday morning at 9 on 89.3 WLRH. The Sundial Writers' Corner is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, happening in downtown Athens, October 23rd through 25th. Tickets and information are available at athensstorytellingfestival.com.